Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
If you can use some exotic.
Welcome to the first Sunday in July, which means we are celebrating an anniversary year because we went on the air the first time with Travel with Stephanie Abrams the first Sunday in July of 2002, and it was July 7th. And we went on as a one-hour show. Sundays from 7 to 8 p.m., I think it was then. Maybe it was 6 to 7. I don't even remember. I think it was 7 to 8 p.m. And then the following year, it was it was 7 to 8 because 13 months later, we went to 2 hours, 7 to 9. And on June 15th, 2008, we went to 6 to 9. And we've been there ever since. And have achieved over 3,000, we're over 3,300 hours of broadcasting at this point. And I can still walk and talk and chew gum at the same time. It's really quite remarkable. So, three cheers to us. And because July 7, even though it was the first, that year was the first Saturday, excuse me, the first Sunday in July, the date that's closer to July 7 is next weekend. So next weekend, we're going to produce programming that is reminiscent, nostalgia lane, pulling out some highlights of shows from 2002 to present. And I hope you enjoy it with us. It's quite an endeavor to do, by the way. But we're going to make that happen, so not to worry. I also wanted to welcome WQYKHD2, a very strong and powerful station. We are delighted to have you as part of our family of radio affiliate stations. 99.5 on the FM band, covering St. Pete. We'll say it all as a welcome. St. Petersburg, Tampa, Clearwater, Lakeland. If you're driving from that region towards Sarasota, you'll be able to listen to us as well. And I can't believe that station goes to Lakeland as well. That's, you know, the power of radio waves. It's wonderful. So welcome aboard. We're delighted to have you with us. And I want you to tighten your seatbelt because we're going to be we were visiting in Key West, Florida. We're going to stay in Key West for the rest of today's show. And if you miss any part of today's show, you can find the podcast for 52 weeks from the date of the broadcast at travelers411.com. And you can find in about 6 or 8 or 12 different places cross-reference that S. Abrams, that's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com and travelers411.com. You can find the archived audio of every show, and that stays forever. Whereas the podcast you can download, and it lasts a year online. I want to remind you also to go over to travelers411.com and make sure that you check in at our directory. Our directory features, we make a directory for every single guest, and it gives you a little bit of information about them. Links to the podcast, links to the archived audio, and links to their websites and, you know, any relevant websites associated with our guests and the places we talk about. So I'm going to take you off this hour to visit with a fellow named Brad Weiser, who has a strong and long history in the hotel industry. And we're going to talk with him right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get tickets now for the Koutsevitzky Music Shed at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts for July 15th, 8 p.m. for Andras Nelson's conducting the BSO in Wagner's Das Rheingold with world-renowned guest soloists, sung in German with English subtitles. Buy tickets at tanglewood.org.
I have on the line with me Brad Weiser. He is the lead hotel developer and a principal of Hostmark Hospitality Management. He's at the Perry Hotel in Key West, Florida, and I want to thank you for making the time to be with us today, Brad.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. It's a pleasure to be with you, and excited and congratulations on being with you for this great anniversary show.
Thank you, and it's a joy, and I can't wait. I mean, this week is going to be intense because it really is a big deal to go through years of archive programming and pull out, you know, the unique, the special, the unusual, the funny, the super informative, some guests who, you know, were remarkable. You know, I want to put in the show now that I'm thinking about that while I'm talking to you. We did a wonderful interview with Marvin Hamlisch. And I want to put that in the show. And when he was visiting the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, where we broadcast and originate from when I'm traveling elsewhere, anchored by my Barefoot Beachcomber senior producer, David Isby, and on-air travel companion, and Lady Fiona Lady Fiona Carnarvon, who is the lady of the house at Highclere Castle in England, where they film Downton Abbey. And I mean, there are just some wonderful people that we have interviewed over the years that pop to mind immediately. But after we get past, you know, that those first ones, we drill down a little, and there's so many interesting and exciting people that, you know, are worth being included in an anniversary show, especially 15 years, entering our 16th now as a benchmarking event. But let's talk about you, Brad. Apparently you grew up in the hotel business, no?
I did. I came from a family of from the hotel industry. A company my father started many, many years ago in Miami. After being a lawyer, he started a hotel company in the late 60s in Miami, and I started working in hotels when I was 12 or 13 years old, and have done just about that's all I've done is hotels and restaurants.
Wow. I am sure that if you didn't know him, your father probably did know a fellow named Jacob Cohen.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Who built, the Deauville and, my gosh, I can't
remember. The
Saxony, Casablanca, no? The Newport up all the way uptown, like 175th Street or something.
The Diplomat. Well, I think the Diplomat was one of their most famous properties.
Yeah, and the Deauville became a Ramada not all that long ago, and then it was sold, and I don't know what happened to it after that. But I actually worked with his grandson for almost 16 years. But hotel people are very different from real estate developers who run hotels. It's a whole different mentality, you know. So it's a fine, nuanced thought, but in actuality, there is a big difference. So let's talk about.
I agree. We are a family that did something similar. I mean, we're one of those that were developers, but we're also operators. So we've
makes
done
a difference.
Development, but done operations our whole careers and lifetime as well.
Well, it's a really important issue that, you know, those who stand on the sidelines. You know, they may have stayed. It's like, you know, I said to somebody the other day, just because you can read doesn't mean you can teach reading. So just because you travel and you stay in hotels doesn't mean you actually understand how this whole thing operates. And far too often, people who are real estate developers who recognize a good place to put a good hotel really don't know how to run it, manage it, and make it user-friendly. And the decisions they make are on the real estate side, not on the hotel visitors' experience side, which is the key to success. Because without that, you got a big elephant that's empty. So it's a very important issue. So are there any hotels we would recognize in the family group that are they all in Florida?
Well, at one point we were about 85 hotels in the family company, and that was hotels that we managed, of which several of them we owned. Several of those were ground up builds that we did, and we did our most acclaimed hotel was the Grand Bay Hotel in Miami, which opened in 83, and it was the first 5-star hotel. We went on to build other Grand Bays, one in New York City, in Manzanilla, Mexico.
No kidding.
We also developed and are still partners today in the Ritz-Carlton on Key Biscayne in Miami. It was the first hotel in our careers that we ever were a partner in that we didn't manage. But the family, we took our company and merged into a REIT in the late 90s, and then really I became independent until about 5 or 6 years ago. I formed a partnership with Hostmark Hospitality, another great family-owned hotel management company out of Chicago.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and dive into all of this. And you've really hit some hot buttons for me. So, well, we have got a lot to talk about. This is Stephanie Abrams. Stay with
me. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide the live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's 4-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at AerLingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares. So visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Cocktails for two. As we enjoy
it's travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Brad Weiser. He is the lead hotel developer at the Perry Hotel in Key West, Florida, and he is a principal of Hostmark Hospitality Management. Well, we don't know a thing about Hostmark. How many hotels are in that group? Where are they located? Tell us about that.
Yeah, Hostmark is a great hotel management company based in the Chicago area in Schaumburg, Illinois. It's a family-owned and family-run business. We're in our 52nd year. We've had hotels all over the country and even some outside the country that we have managed. It's the Cataldo family is the controlling family of the business, and Bud Cataldo is the chairman in his early 80s, still in the office every day, and his brother Bob and son Jerry. Jerry is our president and CEO, my partner, and one of the very highly thought of hotel management companies in the country. We have properties both from the East Coast to the West Coast and in North and South. Just a great culture and a real great family business.
Wow. And how many hotels are in the group?
About 25. As a management company, we fluctuate a little bit up and down, but we're pretty steady around 25 to 30 hotels.
And how many states are you in? I mean, you said that, it was based in Illinois, but where are the hotels themselves?
A pretty good significant amount in the Midwest, but we have California properties, Colorado properties, obviously Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, Massachusetts.
Where in Massachusetts? Because that's where we're based, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains.
Right. We recently acquired about 3 years ago the Holiday Inn Express in Falmouth.
Okay.
And we are working on some exciting opportunities right now as well in the Boston area as well. So, but right now the Falmouth property is the current operating property we have in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Is there a place that we can look and see a list of the properties in the group?
Well, sure. I mean, obviously at our website, hostmarkhospitality.com, and we have all of our properties on our website.
Yeah, I'll go take a look and see what
might be of interest
to our audience, because if you're not interested in travel, then the chances are excellent you're not listening, because that's all we talk about. And so knowing where to go and why to go there is an important issue. Let's talk a bit about the Perry Hotel, which I think you mentioned opened just 2 months ago.
We did. We opened about just under 2 months ago.
Wow.
It's a great property that we started working on about 3 years ago, and we built from the ground up. We started construction in March of 2016, and 13 to 14 months later, here we are open and operating. So it's been in a really exciting couple of years, but certainly the last 6 months have really been a great push to get open.
How many accommodations are there at the Perry Hotel in Key West?
So we are a 100-room hotel. We sit on the waterfront in at a property called the Stock Island Marina and Village, which has about 220 state-of-the-art marina slips. And beautiful, beautiful working waterfront. So we have the 100 rooms, a large pool area overlooking the marina, as well as two restaurant outlets that sit right on the marina and are all waterfront right at the hotel.
What are the facilities do you have for people who arrive by boat? And I don't mean by ship. I mean in their own yacht or whatever.
On property, we have all the accommodations that kind of the state-of-the-art marinas have, from captain lounges and ship stores and great areas for the boaters to be able to use, from state-of-the-art technology once you do hit the docks and plug your boat in. Then when you come on land, we're a growing village. So we have a distillery on site, we have a dog park, we have an organic garden, community garden, where people can come and use the gardens. We have several other retail-type buildings on the property, from boat charters. We have a group called Harmony Cruises that does catamaran charters, as well as they are now doing trips to Cuba from here. We have three or four working artist studios on the property, and continuing more growth coming with. We have all the water sport activities that you would want right here on property, from diving, dive boats, sunset cruises, paddle boards, kayaks, jet skis, all of that right here on site at the property.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah, I have this, I don't know that we're ever going to do it. There was a time in my life, and it was the wrong time, by the way, so it's a good thing it didn't work out. But what I wanted to do about 18 years ago, maybe, was sell everything on land. In fact, if you want to go on an austerity budget, but the idea of being on an austerity budget is too depressing to think about, think in terms of you're going to go and live on a yacht, because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to sell everything and just put into storage whatever I couldn't part with. And we fell in love with a 60-foot Hatteras tri-cabin galley down boat. For people who know the boat, they build a similar one now, or at least around that time. Oh, my assistant Maggie McGee is here protecting us. Can you hear her? She's in studio today. She's has a lot to say from time to time, because we're located in the shopping arcade that wraps around the lobby of the Crowne Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And so when somebody, little people walk by, big people don't bother her. Little people and dogs walk by our windows here. Maggie has something to say about it. But she's very sweet, and we're very happy to have her here. But in any event, what we wanted to do was the newer Hatteras didn't have some of the features that the older ones did, and they stopped building that boat somewhere in the late 1970s. So you had to go out and find one that had pretty much a new engine with, like, under 200 hours on it or something. And that was refurbed, and we did. We found it in Fort Lauderdale. And I'm so glad we were the second bid in, because we really weren't ready to do this. But we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back, because I want to talk about the whole marina thing. I learned so much about it and its value to the traveler and the vacationer who knows how to live. We'll be right back. Don't leave. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration, or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat, don't take
it's
the
Travel
boat,
with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Brad Weiser, who is the lead hotel developer of the Perry Hotel in Key West, Florida. And we haven't gotten into the part about talking about what's in the hotel, but the grounds themselves and the fact that they have a marina there, that's, you know, that's enticing and exciting to me. And one of the things you can do, people, is you can charter a boat. If you get a boat that's under, and there are so many charter companies in Florida, and, you know, just check, there are some really great, reputable, wonderful companies that will charter you a boat, and you can also get a boat with a captain, with a crew, with a cook, and, you know, just go and have your holiday at sea with friends, family, and the size of the boat will be determined by the number of people that you're going to bring on board, generally, unless it's just you and a couple of people and you want a 200-foot boat. If the boat is under 60 feet, in theory, you can captain it yourself. If it's 60 feet or more, you really need a captain. And I don't know if I'd go out in a rowboat without somebody else that knows what they're doing, because that's not my style. And I, you know, when I was looking at unloading every physical asset we had, except those things that might fit on a yacht, or I might want to put in the next place I lived on land, I really wanted to get rid of everything. And we found the perfect boat. It was 60 feet. And we actually found the boat. And by the way, I don't know if that boat changed its name or what, but the boat's name was Bodacious. And it was owned by a neurosurgeon. And he was unloading the boat. And I, when I saw the boat, I thought, geez, if this is the boat, I wonder what the house looks like. The boat was amazing. But we were the second bid that came in, and we've bought a few houses where we were the second bid and the first bidder fell apart. So I thought we're going to get the boat. But alas, we didn't. And in retrospect, best thing that happened, because we really weren't ready to go live on a boat. And I, you know, since then, not only then, but since that time, anytime I hear about a resort location that has a marina, I'm really fascinated by it. Because if you own a boat, or if you want to charter one and take a vacation, there's going to be a point where you want to be on land and you need those marina services. But isn't it wonderful to stop at a marina where there's also a resort? Because maybe you'd like to get off and spend a couple of nights at the resort and just be on land for a couple of days and enjoy the facilities there, then get back on your boat and sail to wherever you're going next. In my case, my plan was I will fly to the next marina port city, wherever, and my husband can go with the captain and do this thing at sea, because no matter how big your boat is, it's like a cork in the ocean. And I really didn't want to be out at sea. I just wanted to live on the boat, you know, while it's in port, while it's docked, let me be at the marina. It's a very nice way to live, people. So that's why we're talking with Brad Weiser about the Perry Hotel in Key West, Florida. And that's why I was so interested in the marina and the facilities, because often there are, you know, so many wonderful features and benefits at docking your boat at a resort location that can offer you you know, fabulous features and benefits at the marina itself. How many slots do you have for boats?
There's 220 total on property, and we have the capacity to take boats in of 300 feet and more. So we've had some very large boats in here. And
wow. Owned by the Shah of Iran or what? You know, I have to tell you, no matter how big your boat is, you think a 60-foot boat is, you know, something decent, till you pull in the one next to you that's 100. You know, until that one pulls in and the one next to them, it's 200- or 300-foot boat, that's like a ship. You know, no matter how big your boat is, it still looks like a cork next to somebody else at the marina. It's just incredible. But that has to be that 300-foot, those 200- and 300-foot boats that come in, they have their own helicopter and swimming pool and ski-doos and all that jazz too.
Of course.
It's painful. It's really, it's painful. You know, it's a whole other word. But I have to tell you, when we were looking at boats, there were two little signs next to the captain's wheel in the wherever the area was in the case of this boat that I wanted. It was in the ship's wheel was in the, it was like up from the salon where you, on the level where you come in. And, but we always saw two signs, one of two signs on every boat we looked at. And these are people trying to sell a boat. Why they would have these signs out is beyond me. One sign said a definition of a boat. And then they had B with a long sign over the O and a T like you'd see in the direction in the dictionary. And next to that, it would say definition of a boat, a hole in the water into which you throw money. And then the other sign was the two happiest days in a boat owner's life, the day you buy your boat and the day you sell it. And I thought, you know, as humorous as that is, do you really want to tell that to somebody you're trying to sell your boat to? But I guess, it, you know, like the travel industry that gets into people's blood, I guess it's the salt water that gets into people's blood as well. And as much as they complain, they wouldn't be without their boat. So from the point of view, do you get many people who come and dock their boat with you, but then make a reservation to stay at the Perry Hotel?
We do. We do. It's great. So we've got, you have several boaters that come down that will stay, dock their boat at the marina and come stay in the hotel. And then we have several folks that have boats here and then friends come fly down to Key West, stay at the hotel, and then go out with their friends on the boats on a regular basis. So, you know, we're seeing it. We're seeing a little bit of all of that.
Do you have many people who dock their boat with you year round?
The marina has transient slips as well as a section of the marina set for what we call liveaboards. So there are people that live on their boat year round, and then. You know, several of the transient slips are people that may be traveling around and live on their boat that have come and stayed for a month in Key West or a few weeks. So we see a little bit of all of this.
You know, I started to say earlier about, you know, I found a good way to diet is to go shopping every week. Because as soon as it's too tight to button the button or zip the zipper, you know you've got to, you know, lose a few pounds. And if you don't go shopping for a while, otherwise, sometimes it's a big surprise that, you know, you've gained weight. But then you go shopping and nothing is fitting. Well, a good way to you go on austerity in terms of spending is once I made that decision with my husband that we were going to sell everything and buy the boat and, you know, live on the boat and travel the world and all that business. Well, at least travel this hemisphere. Every time I'd see something I liked, you know, the kind of thing you say, oh, let's buy that. I'd look at it and say, won't fit on the boat. Won't fit on the boat. So for like 18 months, almost 2 years while we were doing this boat shopping thing, I didn't buy anything because I talked myself out of everything because, you know, wouldn't fit on the wall or in a room or in a drawer. Or it's not going to fit on the boat. What do I need it for? So I have to keep that mentality because it keeps the impulsive shopping down. It's really quite remarkable. Let's start the conversation about the Hotel Perry itself. Is it how tall is it? Is it tall? Is it spread out? What does it look like?
No, it's a three-story building, and we sit on about 4 acres of land with a great, really large, rectangular-shaped swimming pool, very long, great for lounging in, also great for swimming laps. And so we're it just has a great presence in this marina, sitting right up against marina, beautiful lighting at night, and we've already had some in just our short history, we've already gotten some great accolades as it relates to the design of the hotel. Architectural Digest just picked the hotel as one of the 12 best new designed hotels in the world.
Oh, wow. That's hot.
Just got that 2 weeks ago, and so
congratulations. That's a big deal. That is a really big deal. Congratulations. That's just marvelous and magnificent. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back talking with Brad Weiser at the Perry Hotel in Key West, Florida. Selected by Architectural Digest. That is hot. And when we come back, we're going to go take a virtual tour by radio with Brad of the amenities, the rooms, the public areas, and really get a good feeling about the place. Of course, with Architectural Digest all over you, I don't know what else there is to say. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I've just learned that Architectural Digest has featured, honored, and recognized the brand new Perry Hotel in Key West, Florida for its brilliance. And, you know, if you've never seen Architectural Digest, next time you're in a really good bookstore that's got a great magazine section, a really good magazine store, or at an airport, have a look at Architectural Digest. That is a very serious magazine. And, you know, they are always showing amazing work in the magazine. And to have your hotel selected is incredible. So we have Brad Weiser, the Perry Hotel's leader. And it's located in Key West, Florida. And we've learned it's three stories high. It has 100 sleeping accommodations. How many of those are suites, Brad?
We have about, 18 what we call studio suites, which are about 480 square feet inside. And every room in the hotel has about 110-foot outdoor balcony. So we have about 18 of these studio suites, and then we've got three great grand suites in the hotel as well. And the grand suites range in the about 750 square foot range, and two of them actually have their 750 square foot rooms, and then they have 800 square foot balconies. So
oh,
it's
wow.
Really two very special grand suites.
Wow. It sounds gorgeous. So let's talk about when you approach, what does it look like on the outside?
Well, it's interesting because we are in what was one of a more industrial area of Key West that has really now transformed. And what we try to do in our design is kind of carry a little bit of the industrial feel into the look of the building as well as into the space, but also take some of the great nautical charms of the waterfront. So where we have some concrete columns, and then you walk into these concrete floors, but then they're inlaid with reclaimed teak wood, and so the and just phenomenal indigenous Florida landscaping surrounding the whole building. So and again, beautiful lighting at nighttime, and it's just a very, I hate to use the word, but cool presence. It has a very cool presence to it.
Wow. And let's talk about the accommodations other than their size. Can you give us some feeling about the decor, the amenities, you know, the kinds of linens you use?
Yeah, we really, when it came to the guest room, really went to a warm feeling. We have these great, they're actually tile floors, but they have a great distressed wood type look to them.
Oh, I know exactly carpet. What you're talking about. They're fabulous.
Yeah, and then beautiful carpets around. And then one of the things that was very important to us is we've been using all of the in all of the guest rooms and in the public spaces, we've been using local artist work. So in the guest rooms, we have some great. One of the great photographers here in Key West, we're using, named Al Kenish. We're using his photography of some of the great water shots and different islands off of Key West. And then another local artist here named Leo Gullick. We've used some of his works that he's taken, and so those are bright and really. Have a great look in the room. We've used the these great barn doors in the bathrooms, and then phenomenal subway tile walls in all the bathrooms. So walk-in showers with glass enclosures. And one of the things we did, we've brought in some really interesting products for the bath products. We're I think the first property in the U.S. to bring in this product called I Love Eco Essentials, which is an eco-certified bath product. Actually, they're out of Denmark, but really phenomenal packaging and a very special product that we're carrying in all the rooms. So great teak furniture out on everyone's private terrace. Again, just a very comfortable, warm, inviting room. We've oversized TVs and these great wood panel backboards to all of the beds with leather cushions on the back wall. So
it sounds fabulous, and I'm very interested in this I Love Eco Essentials.
Pictures on our website. Don't mean to interrupt you, so I probably don't do a great job describing them, but the pictures on our websites are all real pictures and really do show you great.
And the site you want to go to see all this is?
It's Perry Hotel Key West.
And if things have gone right, there's also an extensive member photos gallery featuring the Perry Hotel in Key West, Florida at travelers411.com, where you can click and on member photos, and the newest album comes up first. And just a little tip for your marketing people there. If they go in and they add a photo or change something or add some verbiage a month or two from now, and you've slid down the line because newer interviews have, people have put up their photos, it'll shoot you right back up to the top again. So you should know, just a little inside twist for you. But
we're working on some videos right now that we're going to be adding to the website. So we're doing video shoots of the whole property. So those will be coming online soon.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. Well, it sounds like the perfect place. For whether it's leisure or if you want to find a spot where the cobwebs vanish and your sales team, the people you want to recognize for their glorious work, your suppliers, your partners, you want a place to meet, this sounds like the kind of place that would allow the cobwebs and the dust to settle and allow your company to make its quantum leap. And it also sounds like a great place for a destination wedding. And I regret that we have run out of time. So we're going to have you back again, sir, because I have still about 15 questions that we didn't even get to. And that would be a nice thing to be able to do in another time. Stay with me while we go into the top of the hour news, and everybody else pay attention. And we'll be back on the other side of the news for another hour. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.